This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day to confront a great question. What should Santa do if a little kid comes up to him, and the little kid happens to be of the male variety, and he asks for what used to be called a war toy, a Nerf gun? Well, in today's world, what that Santa did was, we'll play it for you. It is revealing about the impact of political correctness on our life. This is also the 40th anniversary of the murder of John Lennon. 40th anniversary, it's unbelievable. We will find out more about that. And it's also a day when we get to speak to Ian Rowe. And I've always enjoyed speaking to Ian. He is a resident fellow at American Enterprise Institute, where he focuses on education and upward mobility. He is also very active in an important movement to affirm the American tradition. It is called the 1776 Unites Campaign. He just wrote a great piece in USA Today under the heading, "The Soft Bigotry of Anti-Racist Expectations is Damaging to Black and White Kids Alike." Ian, thanks very much for joining us.
Hello, Michael. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, it's a pleasure to speak to you. You talk about a public school system in San Diego, which happens to be the public school system where I was educated from first grade all the way through junior year in high school.
Oh, I did not know that. Well, things are changing in your hometown.
Yeah, well, boy. And it used to be San Diego. I don't know if you know this. They used to have a reputation for having excellent schools. But
well,
not so much at the moment.
Yeah, well, it certainly can be achieved again, but the local district just made a troubling decision. So, first of all, thank you for having me on. Yeah, the San Diego school system, and the reason I isolated San Diego is that even though it's a very bright, vibrant story, it's emblematic of things going on across the country in terms of achieving these anti-racist objectives. So, In San Diego, the leadership there discovered that during the 2019-20 school year, 20% of black students received a D or an F grade, and they also saw that only 7% of white students got a similar failing grade. And so the question was, how do we improve our outcomes? And rather than looking at the 80% of black students or the 93% of white students that were passing, you know, is it that they're studying harder? Do they have good study habits? Are they doing their homework conscientiously? They said, no, we're going to look at the racial disparity between that 20% of black students and that 7% of white students that were failing. And lo and behold, that 13 percentage point difference, that became the focus. And they said that disparity must be due to systemic racism. And as a result, we have to have an honest reckoning as a school district, and we must become an anti-racist district. So somehow one of the first steps they decided was to eliminate the need to submit homework on time in the name of anti-racism, as if somehow that's the reason that the kids that were failing, and that somehow handing in homework wasn't part of the reason that the kids that were succeeding. And one of the interesting interviews that's been done as a result of this is that a white student who was actually on the board who voted for these changes was asked why did these changes come through? And he said, you know, in a very earnest fashion, that, you know, we've seen such inequities in our community, and it's just not fair to have policies for kids that are not able to meet these requirements, such as getting your homework in on time. And you can see in that moment the seeds of white superiority and presumably black inferiority, because these kids are not able to meet these requirements. And that's why I felt compelled to write this op-ed, which I initially called The Hard Bigotry of Anti-Racist Expectations, because if we really want to fail kids of all races, we'll lower expectations instead of raising them.
Yeah, and what you point out here is 80% of black students and 93% of white students are doing okay. I mean, they may not be doing spectacularly well, not on the levels of Finland or South Korea or one of those countries with better educational numbers. But did you go to public school, Ian?
I'm a New York City public schools kid, and so I'm very proud of the fact that I was able to do quite well. And in New York, for example, I attended something called a specialized high school, which is a test you've got to take to get into one of the top high schools: Stuyvesant, Bronx Science, Brooklyn Tech. I went to Brooklyn Tech. And here's another example, by the way, is that right now the mayor has decided there aren't enough black and Hispanic students enrolled in these specialized high schools. So again, rather than really look at what's happening kindergarten through eighth grade that's not preparing kids well enough to do well on the exam, his answer, let's just eliminate the test. Let's just eliminate the objective standard, as if that's the problem. And so across the country, there are these efforts to achieve cosmetic outcomes without really going after the real issues in terms of adequate preparation for all of our kids.
Yeah, I would imagine that going to Brooklyn Tech High School and to one of the specialized high schools in New York City and doing very well in the public school system, you probably ran into experiences where, because you're black, people expected less of you in public schools. And that's devastating for a kid, isn't it?
It's devastating. It's disheartening, especially when it's coming from the very people who are in the position who know how important it is to have high expectations, and who know that you're going to be facing challenges. So imagine telling a kid, oh, no, you don't have to do homework. You don't have to get it on time. What happens when that kid gets to the real world and they're in a job? Do they just tell their employer, I'll get you that deliverable on my timetable, not yours? And also, we're trying to instill within young people strong work habits, strong study habits, a focus on incremental gains, because you don't just achieve mastery within a given concept, context by cramming at the end of the year. Some of us in college may remember those, but generally we did better when we were working throughout the year, doing our checks for understanding, doing our homework, doing our interim assessments. And for these educators to say, no, that's no longer an expectation in the name of anti-racism, that's where it really breaks down.
Yeah. What about, and when you only have a few moments left, what would you advise the new president? There will be a new Secretary of Education. And President-elect Biden has said many times he wants to address the inequity in terms of the performance in our educational system. How would you advise him to do that?
I would focus on excellence and not equity. One of the things that's so interesting about our nationwide school system is that only 33% of all kids in our country, based on the National Assessment for Educational Progress, are even reading at proficient grade levels, right? They're even reading at proficiency. We have an issue across the board. So in the op-ed, I make the point that even if you close the racial equity gap between black students and white students, all that would mean is that you're moving black students from sub-mediocrity in terms of academic performance to full mediocrity. The goal should be excellence for all. Once we start focusing on only erasing disparities by race, we've actually set a ceiling on what is possible to achieve. Excellence has to be the goal for every
student. This is so important, and it's there in his column, which is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Find out more about Ian Rowe and his work. I just got a news flash. The Supreme Court made a big decision about the election. What is it? We'll tell you when we get back on the MedVed Show. I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. I wanted to find a conservative source on this, and this is a report from Forbes magazine less than an hour ago. It says, top line, the U.S. Supreme Court rejected, without dissent, an effort by Republican candidates in Pennsylvania to block the state's election results today. marking the end for one of the GOP's best hopes that the high court will overturn President-elect Joe Biden's victory. Several Pennsylvania Republicans, writes Forbes, including United States Representative Mike Kelly, alleged that Pennsylvania's mail-in voting rules are unconstitutional and that the election results should be tossed out, bringing their litigation to the U.S. Supreme Court after the Pennsylvania Supreme Court tossed the case. And tossed the case, honestly, dismissively and with contempt for the arguments. The Supreme Court had attracted broader support. The Supreme Court case had attracted broader support from Republican lawmakers outside of Pennsylvania, with a number of House GOP lawmakers filing an amicus brief. An amicus brief means friend of the court, in support of the Pennsylvania plaintiffs, and Senator Ted Cruz personally offering to argue the case in court. The lawmakers' effort was expected to fail, with election law expert Rick Hasen, and this is Forbes magazine quoting him, describing their legal argument as, quote, perhaps the dumbest argument ever made in an emergency petition to the Supreme Court. Election experts had initially speculated the case was dead in the water after Justice Samuel Alito announced a court filing deadline after Tuesday's safe harbor deadline for election results, as it was more unlikely the court would rule in the GOP's favor after the deadline passed. But Alito then moved up the deadline to Tuesday morning, ensuring that the case would be ruled before the deadline. The deadline's still coming up tonight. The Supreme Court did not offer any explanation of their decision to deny the case. They just announced they're denying it. But and it's apparent that none of the justices dissented. The Trump campaign has repeatedly said they want their election litigation to be decided by the Supreme Court. And legal advisor Jenna Ellis said November 27th that the campaign would appeal a Pennsylvania lawsuit to the higher court after the case failed in the federal appeals court. Despite their rhetoric, however, the campaign has so far not actually appealed that case to the Supreme Court. Texas has also asked the Supreme Court to weigh in on the election, filing a lawsuit today. And this is a lawsuit which I believe is still pending, but honestly is given very, very little chance of moving forward. Look, this is one of those things where it was a close election. It was, President Trump did much better than the polls indicated that he would do. Republicans elsewhere on the ballot, state legislative candidates, congressional candidates, Senate candidates, did very well. Republicans actually advanced their cause. And the idea of using a court to overturn the voting because you don't like the rules for voting that were set up, they weren't set up secretly beforehand. They were set up by the state legislatures. And I think it's a perfectly legitimate argument that vote by mail was used too much. But President Trump expressed himself on that argument, and the states went ahead. And like the state that I live in, which does virtually all vote by mail, which, by the way, is fine with me, and I think for most people, including most conservatives who live in the state of Washington. There is a video that's making its way around, which is involves a woke Santa, which is a grim sort of thing to consider in this Christmas season. And a little boy comes up and asks for a Nerf gun for Christmas. And Santa doesn't respond particularly well. This is clip 12. It sounded like this.
No. What? No guns. Not even a Nerf gun. Nope. If your dad wants to get it for you, that's fine, but I can't bring it to you. Well, what else would you like? Lots of other toys.
sorry. Okay, Santo won't bring a Nerf gun. Now, look, I know that there are people who will say, well, maybe Santa there did the right thing because he doesn't know. Maybe the parents disapprove of a Nerf gun. But wouldn't it be easier to, I mean, given the fact that I'm not sure this particular Santa is actually going to bring this particular child any gifts personally, to let the parents decide? And I think the tone in which Santa responds, nope, no gun, not even a Nerf gun. Nope, can't do that. This is obviously, I don't know at which department store or what the auspices were that were sponsoring this Santa, but I would imagine that this issue will persist in gaining some public attention. Another issue that deserves a lot of attention is, of course, the runoff that's coming up in Georgia. That's January 5th. The dates just keep coming. And this really is the advanced Super Bowl of politics. But a lot of Republicans have been making the case that we need divided government to protect any radical swings back and forth. And a Republican Senate can do that, particularly with a strong majority leader like Mitch McConnell. E.J. Dionne of the Washington Post says, look, it's a myth to believe that destructive government is good for America. We'll be talking to him coming up. We'll post his column up at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll also talk about one of the most influential leaders of one of the most powerful countries on earth who is waging a war against homeschooling. And, you know, given his circumstances and the circumstances in his country, it's not entirely crazy. We will get to that and to more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Become a MedHead and receive 50% off History Store downloads for all annual members. Join today at MichaelMedVed.com. More Michael MedVed in a moment.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith, Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured, are not bank guaranteed, and may lose value.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump kicked off the White House coronavirus vaccine summit by calling Operation Warp Speed a great success and a monumental achievement. The president discusses using the Defense Production Act to speed up vaccine distribution.
We have worked very well with the companies, but if for any reason we have any problems, we will be instituting the Defense Production Act, and we will make sure that we don't have any problems for very long. We've instituted it before.
One of the nation's top infectious disease experts says the road ahead will be hard, but there's also hope.
As we have done during previous crises, I also know we can get through this pandemic together as a nation.
Dr. Anthony Fauci speaking virtually after being introduced as chief medical advisor to President-elect Joe Biden on the coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
One of the questions that people ask me from time to time is which columnists do I like to read on the right and on the left? And there are lots of columnists on the right, of course, who I enjoy very regularly. People like Bret Stephens and Peggy Noonan. Bret Stephens at the New York Times, Peggy Noonan at the Wall Street Journal. And I also greatly appreciate George Will, and I appreciate E.J. Dionne at the Washington Post. And E.J. is our guest, though he's written a column that I disagree with intensely. The column is called The Destructive Myth About Divided Government. E.J., thanks for agreeing to come on, and I'm hoping we can talk about the column and that's generally what you expect from the first few months of the Biden administration. You have never had any doubt since Election Day, have you, that Joe Biden was legitimately elected?
No, I have had no doubt since at least the Saturday after the election. I thought he was going to win on election night, but it took some time. But no, I had no doubts. I just want to say, at the risk of destroying your reputation with your listeners, you are a conservative I absolutely love talking with, so thank you.
Well, thank you. No, I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate that. And by the way, in my listeners know that. I mean, the only way that this country is going to move forward is if we get together on things. And that's why I'm surprised to see you putting down the idea of divided government. Let me bring up the Clinton administration, because if you look at the U.S. economy, we have very, very rarely had such a successful economy, such a successful budget. We actually had a budget surplus for 2 years. As we did when Newt Gingrich, of all people, was running Capitol Hill and Bill Clinton was sitting in Pennsylvania Avenue. We call that divided government, don't we?
You are a very careful reader of all columns, and so you will note that I made no reference in that column to the Clinton years, because what you just said is true. There was some real progress made in that period. I didn't agree with all of it. I didn't agree with Clinton signing the welfare reform bill. We could argue about that another day. But yeah, there were, you know, the irony of that Congress is there was a fair amount of cooperation, and they impeached Bill Clinton, and then they cooperated some more. So you're right about that. I specifically date the problems with divided government to the ascension of Barack Obama in 2008, where in, you know, after the election of 2008. In 2009, our economy was in collapse. There was no question that the entire global economy was in deep trouble. Even the most conservative economists agreed that we needed substantial stimulus to get the economy going. For goodness sake, President Bush had signed some stimulus before he left office. And there was no cooperation with Obama on that, except from three Republican senators who got them up to 60 votes. And from then on, there was just no
cooperation. And one of whom switched parties. Arlen Specter switched parties. He didn't continue as a Republican.
Switched parties. Olympia Snowe left Congress, and Susan Collins is the only one left. And I'll give Susan Collins credit. She is now trying to get a stimulus, you know, economic rescue bill through the Senate, but that's one Republican. Mitch McConnell made very clear that he was not going to cooperate with President Obama, and he didn't. And so that's why I wrote that column, is that there was a time when, and in fact, I have a sentence in the column, as you note, as you might note, that says there was a time when it was true that there could be bipartisan cooperation. I love some of the things that Ted Kennedy did with Utah Senator Orrin Hatch to help get children's health care, to expand national service opportunities. Those were good
things. With No Child Left Behind was Ted Kennedy and President Bush and John McCain.
And George Miller, a very liberal Democrat from California. That's right. So divided government has at times worked. The very point of that column was that we can't take that past and extrapolate it into 2021, because I fear that that is a big mistake.
You allude in the column, and it's very good that you did, to the Problem Solvers Caucus. I love the Problem Solvers Caucus, which is Senator Mark Warner and Joe Manchin on the Democratic side. It's Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana. Senator Cassidy of Louisiana on the Republican side, and also Mitt Romney and Susan Collins, and I believe Pat Toomey also participates, even though he's leaving the Senate.
Toomey is a little less clear on that. I think Murkowski joined in later, Senator Murkowski. And let me talk about, if I could, just briefly, what might happen to get some things done, which is if what happened on this stimulus bill, and we still haven't passed the thing yet, so the Congress hasn't acted yet, so we'll see where it goes. If this threesome or foursome could do some business with the Democrats going forward, maybe something could get done. But as you know, the majority leader has enormous power for what is brought to the Senate floor. So it is quite possible that if the Democrats could reach deals with Romney and Collins and Murkowski and maybe one or two others, a majority of the Senate could still be foiled. And also, obviously, on many bills, you need 60 votes these days to get anything through the Senate. So, you know, there are a lot of things that I think you could do with some bipartisan work, and this stimulus could end up being an example of that, this rescue. But I fear that given the climate, given McConnell's attitude, given utter resistance in the House, you're not going to have any help to Pelosi from this Republican majority, with a couple of exceptions. You know, I just think that divided government ain't what it used to be, and that was the point.
Okay,
of
the problem I have with your column, the main problem I have, EJ, is that you focus in the column on the first 2 years of the Obama administration, where we didn't have divided government, where the Senate majority leader was a guy named Harry Reid, a liberal Democrat of Nevada. And the Speaker of the House was a familiar figure named Nancy Pelosi. And it really wasn't until that first by-election that the Republicans took back the House of Representatives. So for you to blame what happened during the first 2 years of Obama, which I agree were a rocky 2 years for the country, if you blame that on divided government, I think you're misremembering it, aren't you?
No, I was actually quite clear. In fact, when I wrote the column, I very carefully noted that the three Republicans were needed to get to 60 votes and that the stimulus package that went through passed with only Democratic votes in the House. Your point is correct, but what that did, the failure of bipartisanship meant, for example, that Obama went out of his way on the health care bill to try to get Republican support. He got Olympia Snowe to vote for it in committee, but she was pressured and ended up not voting for it in the end. They spent months negotiating with Chuck Grassley, who gave them no votes, which is why, in the end, Obamacare had to go through on a very unusual process. They couldn't have a normal Senate conference once the Democrats lost that 60th vote in the Senate when Ted Kennedy's Senate seat was lost.
And Scott Brown, you know, right?
Yes. Thank you.
I think your point is, what do you expect? Let's assume that at least one of the Republicans manages to hold on to a seat and that you come back to Mitch McConnell. Do you really believe that will doom the Joe Biden administration in its first year or two?
At all. I think he has a lot of ways he can act. And I think he will try to find agreement if the Republicans hold the Senate with people like Romney. But I think it's going to be extremely difficult. And you're more likely to get moderate deals with 50 Democrats because the progressives will have to negotiate with the likes of Joe Manchin and Martin.
We shall see, and appreciate having E.J. Dionne on the show always. His columns post to our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kanger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Michael Medved show. That's, of course, the great John Lennon. And don't forget, you can do some of your Christmas shopping, by the way, at michaelmedved.com and Medved History Store. But speaking of the history, it's 40 years since John Lennon was shot, which seems unbelievable. Today, of course, the big news in the music world is the songs they are a-selling. Bob Dylan, Nobel Prize winner, just sold his entire library, a life's work of music, and for an undisclosed but huge price. For John Lennon, I do think it's one of those events where most people remember where you were, where you found out about it. Because his shooting was so random, unexpected. I mean, even with political figures, especially since the Kennedy assassination, there is that air of danger. But John Lennon? And Jeremy and Greg found the 40th anniversary tape of the way this was announced on TV at Monday Night Football, because it was a Monday night. And this December 8th of 1980, the Patriots were playing the Dolphins, and Frank Gifford and Howard Cosell delivered the news of Lennon's killing to millions of Americans right before the final play of the game. It sounded like this.
It'll be fourth down. Timeout is called. 3 seconds remaining. John Smith is on the line. And I don't care what's on the line, Howard. You have got to say what we know in the booth.
Yes, we have to say it. Remember, this is just a football game. No matter who wins or loses. An unspeakable tragedy confirmed to us by ABC News in New York City. John Lennon, outside of his apartment building on the west side of New York City, the most famous perhaps of all of the Beatles, shot twice in the back, rushed to Roosevelt Hospital, dead on arrival. Hard to go back to the game after that news flash, which in duty bound we have to take. Frank? Indeed it is.
Yeah, I was in New York. I was on the west side of Manhattan. I was actually with friends at a kosher restaurant, and people came in and gave the news. And it was shocking. What's very peculiar is I hadn't met my wife yet, and she was in New York at the same time, which is bizarre because at the time we both lived in Southern California. Okay, a quick story from the other side of the world. Well, not really the other side of the world, from Europe. Emmanuel Macron, the president of France, is campaigning against homeschooling. In fact, he is taking efforts to ban all of homeschooling with fines and all kinds of serious civil penalties. Why? Because he's very concerned about radical Islam. France has the largest Muslim population in Europe, and by far. And they have had a series of horrifying incidents. You may remember the school teacher who was beheaded by someone who didn't even know him, who had no connection with the school. He was beheaded on a street because he had shown cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad to try to make a point to his students, middle school students, about the importance of freedom of speech. The measures that Macron has introduced include a wide-ranging bill that seeks to prevent radicalization. It was unveiled last week, and it includes measures such as restrictions on homeschooling and harsher punishments for those who intimidate public officials on religious grounds. The statement says we must save our children from the clutches of the Islamists. The draft law will be discussed by the French cabinet tomorrow. Now, of course, when any American conservative, particularly American religious conservative, hears about attempting a ban on homeschooling, it seems outrageous. But if they make this specifically a ban on a kind of homeschooling that would encourage violence or encourage jihad or encourage violence of any kind, then it does seem to me that it's something that, particularly in France, where they do not have the equivalent of the First Amendment, they do not have the equivalent of a Bill of Rights, that you can understand the problem that they're dealing with. You don't want, with a very substantial and already radicalized Muslim population, you don't want a group of people who refuse to assimilate in the values of the country. And part of what Macron said in all of this, he said, right now, Islam is a religion in crisis. And, of course, I'm sure there are a lot of French Muslims who would disagree with that. He said that two principles will be inscribed in black and white in the charter of the nation: the rejection of political Islam and any foreign influence. And that's where they are. I only thank God that we do not have this problem here in the United States, and that any attempts to shut down homeschooling, whether you agree or you disagree with the principles that are being instilled in children, it seems the basic right to educate your own children, if you prefer to do it, is fairly fundamental. The one question that would be there would be, well, okay, well, what about you have to at least guarantee that you are providing a minimum of civics education and education into the mainstream. And by the way, that is the law in many states regarding homeschooling in the U.S. One of the movies that will not be used in class is a new comedy. And it's a comedy that sounds awful, but it's not as bad as it sounds. The film is called Half Brothers. And it's kind of more than half okay. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
A Mexican father abandons his family to make a new life for himself in the United States, but then summons his long-lost son to his hospital bedside in the audacious comedy Half Brothers, now playing in select theaters.
My father's last wish is for me to go on a scavenger hunt with a brother I never knew I had.
You deserve to know the truth about why I never came back.
That's Luis Gerardo Mendez, who discovers his American-born half-brother is a red-bearded goofball who goes with him on an American journey to uncover family secrets and to forge an unlikely bond. The acting's consistently strong, with believable love-hate chemistry between the two stars, but the plot, though occasionally touching, makes no real sense. And there's also emphasis on a Mexican view of Americans as chronically arrogant and overweight. Rated PG-13 for some brief but intense violence. 2.5 stars for Half Brothers, slightly more than half of a good movie. And one of the things that makes it a watchable movie is they actually, on part of their journey, their road trip, they end up stealing a goat who is very clever and a very welcome companion. I've heard that goats make very wonderful pets. This movie could almost convince you. And coming up tomorrow, we'll be talking to Jerry Seib of the Wall Street Journal about something that Biden should push. And it's something that has overwhelming public support. And it's incredible that Congress hasn't done anything about it. There's also a Time magazine diagnosis that says 2020 is the worst year in all of human history. Are they even close to right? And in Minnesota, a homeowner puts up some beautiful Christmas lights, but one of the neighbors sends an open letter to the community talking about the harmful message of those lights. Why? We'll get to that and much, much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.